we don't associate with people in the mode of passion or ignorance because we don't want to get agitated. But then if agitation is in our karma, then we'll get agitated because of something else. When we are taking decisions in our life, we have to understand that there is karma and there is dharma. Dharma is my duty. So, let's say now it is raining. Should I go and stand in the rains and say it was my karma to get wet? It is my karma to get pneumonia. Well, Krishna has given us intelligence. And if I can be outside the rain, I should be outside the rains. So there is unavoidable trouble and there is avoidable trouble. So when we have to do our duty, in the course of our duty, if there is some trouble that is unavoidable, we accept that. This is because of my past karma. So I have to go out for some work and it's raining. If I have the work is important, I have to go for it, I'll tolerate the rain and still go out. But if I have nothing urgent to do, there's no need to go in the rains. So what is my dharma? You see, whenever we are making any decisions, the decision should never be based on what is past karma. What is whose past karma? It is what is my dharma right now. If my dharma is to, I have to do this. So for example, if say we have some of our family members who may be in the mode of passion and ignorance, or some of our colleagues in office with whom we have to work, they are in the mode of passion and ignorance, then their dealings will just agitate us. And that's what we have to live with. But we don't have to go out of our way to associate with people in the mode of passion and ignorance and get agitated by that. So we have to use our intelligence. And I was talking, say for example, a devotee community or anywhere else. If the initiative is on us to seek association, then we should seek association that enlivens us, not the association that agitates us. So it's up to us. There is some situation that is unavoidable. When it is unavoidable, at that time we simply tolerate it. But there are some things which are based on our initiative to choose. So we don't know what is in whose karma. Our karma or anyone else's karma. Our focus should be on what is my dharma. If, say, some person is troubling me so much that because of that person's troubling, I am not able to do my dharma. Now, if somebody is constantly criticizing me, constantly hurting me, and because of that I can't chant, I can't study, I can't do any service, then I have to see that this is pratikul to my bhakti. And I have to do something to create a distance so that I can do my bhakti. So just letting people trouble us is not tolerance. It is actually stupidity. It is masochism. We are just hurting ourselves. Krishna tells Arjuna, Tam Sthitiksha Swabharat, in 2.14. Therefore, tolerate. But the same Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, Tasmat Tum Uttishta Yashodabhasva. Arise and fight. Krishna is not telling Arjuna, tolerate the atrocities of the Kauravas. So, tolerance is meant to help us practice our dharma more diligently. Tolerance is not meant to just passively accept anything that anyone does. So, you know, in the 10th canto, there is Vasudeva, Devaki and Kamsa, the famous incident, where Vasudeva tells Kamsa, if it is your destiny to die, then anyway you are going to die. So why do the sinful activity of killing your own sister? Now Vasudeva could have turned out the same argument and said, if Devaki is going to die, anyway she is going to die. Why am I trying to argue with Kamsa? He doesn't do that. Why? Because he is concerned, what is my dharma? So his dharma as a husband is to protect his wife. And he's going to do that. He's not going to use arguments about destiny or past karma to not do his duty. And on the other hand, Kamsa is going away from his duty. It is his duty to protect his sister. Devaki is his cousin sister, but still sister. Meant to protect her. And he is attacking her. Then he is reminding of destiny. So our decisions should not be based on what is in whose destiny, what is whose karma. Our decisions should be based on what is my dharma and how can I best practice my dharma. Does that answer your question?